The responsibility placed on a Latter-day Saint, Elder Bernard P. Brockbank, Bernard P. Brockbank, Conference Report, April 1963, pages 124-126. Brothers and sisters, it is a humbling and frightening experience to be in this position and one of great responsibility. We have so many interesting things happen to us these days that we little realize some of the great circumstances we find ourselves in. As I was reflecting just a moment ago, I think two of the greatest missionaries that the world has ever known are right here today, our Prophet David O. McKay and our Tabernacle Choir. It is good to be in the presence of good people. I am going to take just a moment and reflect on one or two of the simple important teachings of Jesus Christ. In preaching to the missionaries many times I have said that these commandments are the test of a missionary. I believe also they are the test of a saint. The Savior had the ability to put many volumes and many sermons into few words, and we find ourselves taking inventory when we read into the depth of His great counsel. These commandments have been mentioned many times. You are well acquainted with them. Jesus said, "But I say unto you, love your enemies." That's not just so many words, you know, that's a responsibility placed on a saint. Quite often if we have an enemy, well, if he doesn't like me I don't like him. I can get along without him. There is no Christianity in this attitude. When Christianity is shown, it's when the individual says, "Well, I love you no matter how you act or feel toward me." When one does this, the tide of evil, the tide of degeneration is stopped. Love takes the place of enmity. Wouldn't it be great if we were all Christians with love for all in our hearts? There would be no enmity. Bless them that curse you. Have you ever had someone curse you, and it made you angry, so you cursed them back? You showed them how to curse. Satan enjoys that. There's no Christianity in cursing back. There's a responsibility if someone curses you, and in this church it is not so unusual to be cursed or spoken against. Bless them that curse you. A responsibility as a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ, we must bless them that curse us. Wouldn't it be great if you would visit and bless them? God bless you. I want you to know you have my blessings. Can you see the tide of Christianity turning back the evil trend of cursing among God's children? It's not too easy to be a Christian. I'm only on one verse here of the Savior's many verses. There are four commandments in one verse. Do good to them that hate you. Do we always practice this commandment? Well, it is not easy. And pray for them that despitefully use you and persecute you. Did the Savior practice this? You know, to be a Christian, we must follow the Savior. It is easy to hide behind Christianity, but it is not easy to be a Christian. Let's see whether the Savior practiced what He taught. I'm not going to take time because the time is very short, but remember when the Savior was hanging on the cross, His accusers, His murderers at His feet, He could have said something rather severe and scolding, but no, He practiced what He preached. Father in heaven, forgive them. He prayed for those who persecuted Him and bitterly abused Him. I'm going to turn over a page to hurry. In this same great sermon, "Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way, that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat." It's real wide, the gate's wide, and there is a great multitude headed for it, and many there be which go in thereat. These are the words of the Savior. "Come, straight is the gate, and narrow is the way, which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." Not many will find the gate to heaven. "Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves." A false prophet will teach false doctrine. Any false teacher is in that category. Now the Savior gives us many wonderful keys here. "Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns, or figs of thistles?" What if you saw figs growing on a thistle? You'd know they were out of place, wouldn't you? Grapes growing on thorns. It's just as obvious and just as easy to tell a true prophet as it is to tell that figs are out of place on a thistle bush. Well, a God without body, parts, or passions. On Crete and the prophet Joseph Smith introducing back again a God with body, parts, and passions. Man saying the Godhead is three in one and one in three, most difficult to explain and understand. Joseph Smith restoring the knowledge of three separate personages. You know the agnostic could say they are both wrong, but it is obvious they are not both right. It's as obvious as a fig on a thistle that one is opposite the other. Jesus had 12 apostles. Many churches do not have apostles. Our message is not a difficult one to deliver to the world as soon as we can prepare the world for it. Then the Lord clarifies this. "Even so every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit." A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. President McKay does not build the kingdom of Satan, he builds the kingdom of God. He teaches the same gospel and doctrines that Jesus Christ and the apostles taught. Our prophet has asked us all to be missionaries, every member a missionary. That's the way to build this church. Wouldn't it be great if all 2 million each brought one soul into the church? How many of you brought one new member into the church last year? The prophet asked us to do it under the inspiration of the Lord, because the Lord knows how to build his church. What if it meant your life if you did not bring a soul in this coming year? You'd have him or her, wouldn't you? You'd bring your soul in. This is just a little way for the Lord to test and tell whether we love our neighbor as ourselves. We'd do pretty nearly anything to save and preserve our own lives. I bear witness that God lives, that David O. McKay is his prophet and mouthpiece. It is good to be in your presence. May the Lord bless each one. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.